The policy review began soon after the government of Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiva came to office in December. Speaking to foreign correspondents earlier this year, Mr. Apisit set out the government's policy goals.
The only long-term solution must be done through a comprehensive package that covers well beyond the security dimensions, but also addresses issues such as economic development, as well as addressing education and cultural diversity in the provinces.
The government plan includes setting up a special office headed by a minister in charge of affairs in the southern provinces. An interim committee of ministers has examined what the government calls a total development concept directed to the three provinces of Pattani, Narathiwat and Yala. The region is among the poorest in Thailand, heavily reliant on agriculture, especially rubber, as well as mining. While Thailand's 63 million population is overwhelmingly Buddhist, there are more than 6 million Muslims largely living in these provinces bordering Malaysia. A Thai government review paper, an English translated copy of which was obtained by VOA, says people in the region consider themselves Pattani Malays rather than Thai. The review paper calls on the government to adopt a strategy that is largely peaceful and suggests a military solution will fail to win local community support even if it succeeds in imposing control. Insurgencies in the 1970s and 1980s came to an end through a process of military action, negotiation and amnesty. The paper says policy changes in 2002 under the government of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, with the disbanding of a joint military, police and civilian commands, had led the way open for the insurgency to resurface. The first major attack occurred in January 2004 on an army depot. Since then, the violence has escalated. Thai government spokesman Panattan Wattaniagorn says the new proposals are part of a coordinated approach to the southern border regions. A state economic think tank, the National Economic and Social Development Board, or NESDB, has completed a master plan for development.
For the first time, integrating all aspects of economic and social development programs together, they work on the ground with the military, also the eyes of the Internal Security Operations Command Center, to get the information from more than 200 villages. And now they're integrating that approach of military, civilian and NGO together and coming up with a single master plan.
Policy review options include a specially elected local chamber of government, the partial application of Islamic Sharia law through Islamic courts, and local administrative organizations based on Muslim community leadership. It also calls for security forces and government officials to be selected from the local southern community, or have language, cultural and knowledge of local customs and traditions before being posted. Panattan says the empowerment of local communities and application of Sharia law is an option under consideration.
They are in consideration already in the proposal. There's at least two different proposals, legislation proposals, proposed by the MPs. We don't know which one will be adopted by the parliament yet. But yes, these are the considerations.
A member of the governing Democrat Party, Krysak Chinawan, has been an outspoken critic over the militarization of the southern provinces, where up to 40,000 troops have been stationed to curb the violence.
The government has a plan. It calls itself the Southern Cabinet, in which, in theory, the military will be part of a civilian rule in the south, and that eventually the emergency law would be lifted. But considering the pace of this implementation, it's just frustrating for me to wait for them to come to the decision.
Violence has escalated during the 5 years. More brutal attacks by the insurgents, drive-by killings, beheadings of victims to spread fear through local communities, the torching of schools, killing of teachers, state officials and Buddhist monks, as well as Muslims. The response by the military has often led to accusations of extrajudicial killings, disappearances and heavy-handed security crackdowns into villages. Krysak says the government must take action to end state-backed violence.
I have evidences in pictures, witnesses, you name it, of all those perpetrators. They all belong to the state security. How does one go about bringing justice as we understand it?
Ankana Nilapaichit chairs a group that monitors human rights abuses in southern Thailand. She says rather than autonomy as a priority, the people of the southern provinces are seeking justice.
First priority, they want justice. They want to live peacefully. If you saw the local people, I think they're really poor. They want to have a good job. They want to send their children to go to school, to have good education, good job. But I think they couldn't.
The Thai cabinet this week endorsed a plan to streamline the judicial processes in southern Thailand concerning the legal treatment of suspected insurgents. The government says the changes are designed to ensure fairness and boost confidence in the justice system and a further step towards ending the 5-year cycle of violence. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.